I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. The General Assembly opened another legislative session. Jacqueline Driscoll was at the Senate ceremony and has this report.
One-fourth of Illinois senators are new, but the Senate leadership remains the same. President John Cullerton, a Chicago Democrat, and Minority Leader Bill Brady, a Republican from Bloomington. Democrats expanded their veto-proof majority, known as a supermajority. In his speech, Cullerton used that to have a little fun at Brady's expense.
To Leader Brady, congratulations. The Republican caucus chose wisely in turning to you for leadership. You're going to be, and I really mean this, a super minority leader these next 2 years.
Cullerton also spoke about the need for infrastructure improvements, as well as maintaining an educated workforce. Brady says those issues will also be on his 2019 agenda. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
Michael Madigan was elected to an 18th term as Speaker of the House. All but one of the 74 Democrats voted for Madigan. That was State Representative Anna Stava Murray. The Naperville Democrat flipped a seat long held by a Republican. She campaigned on voting against Madigan for Speaker, saying he hadn't done enough to address sexual harassment in the legislature.
When you have leaders who have to step down because of the Me Too movement, you've clearly been promoting people who display those aggressive behaviors, and whether or not you know, you've chosen to know or not know.
Stava Murray says she's willing to work across the aisle on a graduated income tax and recreational marijuana. She also recently announced she's running for U.S. Senate in 2020 against longtime Democratic incumbent Dick Durbin. The mother of a suicide victim is suing a sorority at Northwestern University. Felicia Hankins says the hazing by members of Alpha Kappa Alpha caused severe anxiety and depression that led to the death of Jordan Hankins. Jordan was a player on the women's basketball team. The lawsuit was filed Tuesday in U.S. District Court in Chicago. It also names two other chapters and sorority executives. It contends Jordan Hankins was subjected to physical abuse, including paddling, verbal abuse, mental abuse, financial exploitation, sleep deprivation, and other forms of hazing intended to humiliate and demean her. Officials with Chicago-based Alpha Kappa Alpha could not be reached for comment Wednesday. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Tax forms are out for people who received unemployment insurance benefits last year. Illinois Department of Employment Security spokesperson Bob Goff says the agency paid out more than $1.73 billion in unemployment benefits to more than 346,000 people.
When you receive unemployment benefits, you also have to pay income tax on those benefits. So anyone who opted to receive their 1099-G electronically should have already received it. It went out late last week.
Goff says they plan to mail out the paper forms by January 25th. January is a time to focus on a crime that affects more than 7 million people across the United States each year. Union County State's Attorney Tyler Edmonds says stalking is a serious crime, and it sometimes leads to murder. He says Illinois' laws on stalking and cyberstalking are pretty comprehensive.
The stalking statute can really encompass a lot of things, including online activity. There's also a stalking no contact order that we sometimes assist victims in obtaining, aside from the criminal charges, that offers protections similar to an order of protection.
Edmonds says one in four victims report the stalker uses technology, including computers, GPS devices, or even hidden cameras. He says the crime is difficult to prosecute, so potential victims need to keep a detailed log and save any written correspondence from an accused stalker in order to provide it to police. January is National Stalking Awareness Month. I'm Jennifer Fuller.